Hello, and welcome to GCSE Art and Design Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into digital art, one of the most exciting and contemporary areas of the OCR specification. Whether you're manipulating photographs in Photoshop, creating vector illustrations, or experimenting with digital painting, this episode will help you understand exactly what examiners are looking for and how to maximize your marks across all four assessment objectives. Digital art isn't just about using a computer instead of a paintbrush. It's about demonstrating purposeful creative manipulation, documenting your iterative process, and showing critical understanding of how digital technology can convey meaning. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to build a portfolio that showcases your digital skills while meeting the rigorous demands of the OCR assessment grid. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. First, let's talk about what digital art actually means in the context of your GCSE. The OCR specification requires you to move beyond simple image capture. You need to demonstrate creative processing and manipulation. This means using software applications like Adobe Photoshop, Illustrator, Procreate, or GIMP to transform your source material into something new. There are two main types of digital image you need to understand: raster and vector. Raster images are made up of pixels. Think photographs and digital paintings. They're resolution dependent, which means if you scale them up too much, they become pixelated. Vector images, on the other hand, are made from mathematical paths and curves. They can be scaled infinitely without losing quality, which makes them perfect for logos and graphic design work. Understanding when to use each format is crucial for AO4 realizing your intentions. Now, let's talk about the four assessment objectives, because each one carries equal weight at 25%. AO1 is about developing ideas through investigations and demonstrating critical understanding of sources. For digital art, this means researching artists who work digitally, people like David Hockney with his iPad paintings, James Jean's digital illustrations, or Beeple's daily digital renders. But here's the key. You can't just copy their style. You need to analyze how they use digital technology to convey meaning and then apply those insights to your own work. AO2 is all about refining your work through experimentation with materials, techniques, and processes. In digital terms, this means showing your iterative development. Examiners want to see evidence of your journey from initial concept to final outcome. This is where many candidates lose marks. They jump straight from a photograph to a finished piece without documenting the steps in between. You need to save incremental versions of your files, take screenshots of your layers panel, and show before and after comparisons. Think of it as a digital sketchbook. AO3 requires you to record ideas, observations, and insights relevant to your intentions. This means combining your visual experimentation with written annotation. Explain your technical choices. Why did you use a layer mask instead of erasing? Why did you choose that particular blend mode? How does your color grading support the mood you're trying to create? This critical reflection is what separates a competent piece from an exceptional one. Finally, AO4 is about presenting a personal and meaningful response that realizes your intentions. This is where technical execution matters. Your final outcome must be high resolution, 300 dpi for print work, and you need to consider your color profile. RGB is for screen-based work, CMYK is for print. Pixelation is only acceptable if it's a deliberate aesthetic choice that you've justified in your annotation. Let's talk about practical techniques that will earn you credit. Examiners are looking for advanced manipulation, not one-click filters. That means using tools like Bezier curves for precise selections, layer masks for non-destructive editing, and adjustment layers for color grading. Blend modes like multiply, screen, and overlay can create sophisticated composites. Cloning and healing tools can seamlessly integrate elements. These are the techniques that demonstrate genuine skill and understanding. One approach that works really well is hybrid practice, combining digital and traditional media. You might start with a hand-drawn sketch, scan it in, then manipulate it digitally. Or you could print a digital composition and add paint or collage elements. This versatility impresses examiners because it shows you understand materials across the board. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Now let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year. The biggest one? Over-reliance on preset filters. Applying an Instagram-style filter or using the posterize effect without any manual customization will limit your AO2 marks. Examiners can spot this instantly. You need to show that you are making creative decisions, not the software. Second mistake, failing to document your workflow. If your portfolio shows a photograph on one page and a finished digital artwork on the next with nothing in between, you've lost marks for AO2. Save your work as version 1, version 2, version 3, take screenshots showing your layers, create contact sheets displaying your experimentation. This evidence is non-negotiable. Third mistake, submitting low-resolution work. If your final outcome is pixelated and blurry when it should be crisp and detailed, you'll lose marks for AO4. Always work at 300 DPI if there's any chance your work will be printed. Check your resolution settings before you start, not after you've finished. Fourth mistake, using only secondary source material from the internet. You must include primary sources, your own photographs, your own drawings, your own scanned textures. Relying entirely on downloaded images shows a lack of personal engagement and will limit your marks across all assessment objectives. Here's a top tip. Maintain a digital sketchbook just as rigorously as you would a physical one. Create a folder structure that organizes your source material, experiments, and final outcomes. Use descriptive file names. Keep a document where you paste screenshots and add annotations explaining your process. This organized approach not only helps you track your development, but also makes it easy to present your work to examiners. Quickfire, recall, quiz. 1 minute. Right, let's test your knowledge with some quickfire questions. Pause after each one and see if you can answer. Question 1. What's the difference between raster and vector images? Question 2. Name two digital artists you could reference in your AO1 research. Question 3. What resolution should you work at for print-based outcomes? Question 4. What's the difference between RGB and CMYK color modes? Question 5. Give three examples of advanced digital techniques that demonstrate manual manipulation rather than preset filters. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review the core concepts section. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. Digital art for OCR GCSE is about purposeful manipulation, documented process, and critical understanding. You need to move beyond filters and presets to demonstrate genuine creative control using advanced tools like layer masks, Bezier curves, and blend modes. Remember, the four assessment objectives are equally weighted. Develop ideas through artist research, refine your work through documented experimentation, record your insights with thoughtful annotation, and realize your intentions with high-resolution, technically proficient final outcomes. Avoid the common pitfalls. No one-click filters, always document your workflow, work at 300 DPI, and include primary source material. If you approach digital art with the same rigor as traditional media, treating your digital files as a sketchbook, saving incremental versions, and explaining your choices, you'll be well-positioned to earn top marks. Thanks for listening to GCSE Art and Design Essentials. Keep creating, keep experimenting, and remember, the process is just as important as the final outcome. Good luck with your portfolio.